The advantage. Why organizational health trumps everything else in business. Author. Patrick Lencioni. Understanding organizational health. At its core, organizational health is about integrity, but not in the ethical or moral way. An organization has integrity, is healthy when it is whole, consistent and complete. That is, when its management, operations, strategy, and culture fit together and make sense. Any organization that really wants to maximize its success must come to embody two basic qualities. It must be smart, and it must be healthy. Smart versus healthy. Smart organizations are good at those classic fundamentals of business, subjects like strategy, marketing, finance, and technology, which we consider to be decision sciences. But being smart is only half the equation. Yet somehow it occupies almost all the time, energy, and attention of most executives. The other half of the equation, the one that is largely neglected, is about being healthy. A good way to recognize health is to look for the signs that indicate an organization has it. These include minimal politics and confusion, high degrees of morale and productivity, and very low turnover among good employees. Four disciplines to become healthy. 1. Build a cohesive leadership team. An organization cannot be healthy if the people who are chartered with running it are not behaviorally cohesive in five fundamental ways. In any kind of organization, dysfunction and lack of cohesion at the top inevitably leads to a lack of health throughout. Behavior 1. Building trust. Members of a truly cohesive team must trust one another. The kind of trust that is necessary to build a great team is what we call vulnerability-based trust. This is what happens when members get to a point where they are completely comfortable being transparent and honest with one another. Where they say and genuinely mean things like, I screwed up, I need help, your idea is better than mine, I wish I could learn to do that as well as you do, and even, I'm sorry. Behavior 2. Mastering conflict. When team members trust one another, when they know that everyone on the team is capable of admitting when they don't have the right answer, and when they're willing to acknowledge when someone else's idea is better than theirs, the fear of conflict and the discomfort it entails is greatly diminished. When there is trust, conflict becomes nothing but the pursuit of truth, an attempt to find the best possible answer. Behavior 3. Achieving commitment. The reason that conflict is so important is that a team cannot achieve commitment without it. People will not actively commit to a decision if they have not had the opportunity to provide input, ask questions, and understand the rationale behind it. Behavior 4. Embracing accountability. Even well-intentioned members of a team need to be held accountable if a team is going to stick to its decisions and accomplish its goals. Of course, people aren't going to be willing to do this if they have doubts about whether their peers really bought into the decisions that were made. That's why commitment is so important. When colleagues know that there has been only passive commitment around a decision, they aren't going to feel good about confronting a peer about their behavior. Nor should they. After all, if a person never really bought into something, why would they heed a reminder from a peer who points out their deviation? Behavior 5. Focusing on results. When it comes to how a cohesive team measures its performance and results, one criterion sets it apart from non-cohesive ones. Its goals are shared across the entire team. Great teams ensure that all members, in spite of their individual responsibilities and areas of expertise, are doing whatever they can to help the team accomplish its goals. The only way for a leader to establish this collective mentality on a team is by ensuring that all members place a higher priority on the team they're a member of than the team they lead in their departments. 2. Create clarity. In addition to being behaviorally cohesive, the leadership team of a healthy organization must be intellectually aligned and committed to the same answers to 6 simple but critical questions. Alignment here is about creating so much clarity that there is as little room as possible for confusion, disorder, and infighting to set in. Of course, the responsibility for creating that clarity lies squarely with the leadership team. Question 1. Why do we exist? An organization's core purpose, why it exists, has to be completely idealistic. Employees in every organization, and at every level, need to know that at the heart of what they do lies something grand and aspirational. In order to successfully identify their organization's purpose, leaders must accept the notion that all organizations exist to make people's lives better. To aspire to anything less would be useless. After all, no one doubts that every company must have some sort of value proposition, a compelling reason that customers want to interact with it. And at the heart of that interaction is the expectation of a better life. Question 2. How do we behave? The answer to the question, how do we behave, is embodied in an organization's core values, which should provide the ultimate guide for employee behavior at all times. Question 3. What do we do? The answer lies at the opposite end of the idealism scale, from why an organization exists and is nothing more than a description of what an organization actually does. The answer to this question is something we call an organization's business definition, but never a mission statement. Question 4. How will we succeed? When team leaders answer this question, essentially they are determining their strategy. An organization's strategy is simply its plan for success. It's nothing more than the collection of intentional decisions a company makes to give itself the best chance to thrive and differentiate from competitors. That means every single decision, if it is made intentionally and consistently, will be part of the overall strategy. Question 5. What is most important right now? Every organization, if it wants to create a sense of alignment and focus, must have a single top priority within a given period of time. Question 6. Who must do what? Every organization needs some division of labor, and that begins at the very top. Without clarity around the division of labor, the potential for politics and infighting, even among well-intentioned people, is great. 3. Over-communicate clarity. Once a leadership team has established behavioral cohesion and created clarity around the answers to those questions, it must then communicate those answers to employees, clearly, repeatedly, enthusiastically. When it comes to reinforcing clarity, there is no such thing as too much communication. 4. Reinforce clarity. Finally, in order for an organization to remain healthy over time, its leaders must establish a few critical, non-bureaucratic systems to reinforce clarity in every process that involves people. Every policy, every program, every activity should be designed to remind employees what is really most important. The leader's sacrifice. There is just no escaping the fact that the single biggest factor determining whether an organization is going to get healthier or not is the genuine commitment and active involvement of the person in charge. For a company, that's the CEO. For a small business, it's the owner. For a school, it's the principal. For a department within a company, it's the department head. At every step in the process, the leader must be out front, not as a cheerleader or a figurehead, but as an active, tenacious driver.